Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Wagner Dos Santos, and this is Wagner Live Insights. Before I start the show today, I would like to first recognize the victims and the families from the horrific attack in Manchester at the arena, at the Ariana Grande concert. It was beyond horrific, and it is horrible that this is a new norm and regular occurrence in our world. And I hope that we all get together in unity across the globe and end this type of unwarranted and disgusting murderous acts. And our hearts from Wagner, the agency, Wagner Live, the show, myself, go out to everyone in Manchester, and it hits home big time for us here in Orlando, Florida, after the Pulse attack. We still can't fathom what you're going through, but we understand a little bit of the pain, and it doesn't go away, and we learn how to cope. But We love you, Manchester, and we're here for you in every single way. So with that, let's continue with our show. Today, we're going to discuss the biggest mistake businesses make in social media. And what better topic than to talk about some of the misguidance that is being put out there for brands and businesses on social media. So here we go.
This is Wagner Live. If it's going on in business, he's talking about it. Real, raw, and direct. Let's do it. This is Wagner Live. And this is Wagner Dos Santos.
Now, I find this very interesting because social media or social networking has been arguably around for a couple decades, yet we still struggle, we being brands and businesses and marketers, we struggle in how to best utilize the platform, or better yet, engage with the platform and its audiences in a way that's going to be mutually beneficial. There are a lot of so-called experts out there, and I talk about it all the time, all these social media experts and gurus that really have no background in marketing, but they enjoy social media, and because they do it every day for themselves, they proclaim themselves experts. And you've heard me talk about this quite a bit, and it's true, and a lot of misinformation is spread as a result, because at the end of the day, understanding marketing methodology and disciplines is at the core of any of these types of methods. So social media marketing being no different, it's so important to know how to do it right. And as I said, over the last couple decades, there's been a bunch of mistakes made and a lot of bad advice given. Now, as you know, those of you that follow the show, I'm always open and willing to give credit where it's due. And this show was inspired by an article written by Ryan Erskine, if I'm pronouncing it correctly. He's a contributing writer at Forbes magazine, and he also runs a reputation marketing agency called brandyourself.com, or rather a reputation marketing firm or reputation firm. One of those things. Nonetheless, he works with clients on managing their reputation online. And I thought this article was spot on, especially relevant for us, because in this show, we tend to dismiss false marketing beliefs. Let's agree as a starting point that businesses and brands are using social media marketing to gain some kind of ROI. Clearly, there are a lot of people out there that are telling their friends and families and businesses, oh, you got to get on social media. Why? You just have to. Everybody's on social media. You got to get on there. Or the, you know, some of the stuff that I cringe when I hear, that get on social media because it's free. You know, so there's a lot of that going on. But there are a lot of sophisticated businesses and brands, and many of my listeners and viewers are in that category, that understand that there's a marketplace on social media that they feel they need to be at to engage with their audience and drive them to a specific interest. Now, the problem is that there are a lot of these experts that are giving advice to brands and businesses to use different formulas and different rules. And I'm going to talk about three of the biggest ones that are put out there that just don't work. All right. The very first one you may have heard of is called the golden ratio. And it's the ratio of 30, 60, 10. And what this ratio, this rule, if you will, suggests is that 30% of the content you share should be content you create. Only 30%. 60% should be curated from elsewhere, and 10% should be promotional with calls to action. Okay, that's the golden ratio. Now, the rule of thirds, which is very popular, many of you have heard, suggests that your social media updates should be evenly split between content that's A, about you or by you, B, curated from others, and C, personal interactions that build your brand. Now, the next one is called the 4-1-1 method. And this one recommends four pieces of content curated from others and one retweet for every one self-serving update. So what's wrong with these rules and these formulas? Certainly, it's an improvement over rules that we've heard in the past, where at least there is some encouragement for self-created and curated content. However, it's still very low. I mean, look at the golden ratio, where it suggests only 30% of the content you share should be content you create. Why only 30%? Why is the majority of the content that you're putting out there coming from somewhere else, or 10% being promotional with calls to action? That's what advertising is for. And that's the mistake with organic social media. Are brands that are trying to push promotional messages with call to actions through their organic content. People don't want you to advertise to them unless they are looking at the appropriate channels for advertising. Does that make sense? And the idea that you should be pushing content outside, how is that going to really deliver ROI for your brand or business? So what we suggest here on the show, and even at the agency that I represent, that to get a return on your investment, what you're really seeking to do is driving them to your website, right? Everybody now has a website. Certainly every brand or business should have a website, and that becomes their destination and a hub. What you want to do is you want to bring them in. Content is very important still. You've heard the expression, content is king. Content is still a very, very strong driver. And I often talk about the three pillars of content marketing, which are extremely important. Number one, educate. Number two, entertain. And number three, inform. Now, if your content is able to do all three, fantastic. But it should at least do one of those, because people are seeking content that is going to change their life. It's going to be life-changing in some way. Even if it's entertainment, you've turned a frown upside down, right? You want to do something that is going to be impactful and is going to be valuable to the one receiving that content. So that's very important. Now, what do you do on your website? Well, there are numerous things you can do. There are ebooks that you can create that are downloadable through a form or however you want to make those available. Blog posts on a variety of different subjects that position your brand or your business as a thought leader. News items. Make sure that you're actively doing PR and then you're pulling those or citing those articles where you were mentioned into your website. All of these areas of content are big drivers. Another one, which is glaring at you right now, video. Now, you can do video in many different formats. Live video, the way that we're doing it here, and this is a great example, not to plug or pat myself on the back with respect to the show, but live video can be recorded the way it is being recorded here, and then it can be edited and packaged to be distributed through a variety of different channels, website, YouTube, so forth. Then you have blog posts that you can create based on the topics of the video, and the video, as we do on this show, we extract the edited audio and then put that up as a podcast that's available on Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, TuneIn, you name it. And that gives even extra exposure to the content. Your blog posts, you can also do LinkedIn posts, you can do Medium posts that have hyperlinks that bring people back to your website from content that is related to what you're talking about. But more importantly, creating native content like the videos and blog posts and ebooks and so forth, creating them and storing them and publishing them on your website will then provide assets of content that you can use in your social media platforms, so that as opposed to linking elsewhere to a Forbes article or Inc. article or marketing land article, all of those are great resources, but they're not on your website and they're not helping your ultimate goal of creating ROI and driving interest into your brand, product, or service. So put all those rules, throw them all away, put them on the side, throw them in the garbage. I encourage you to focus instead on creating as much content as you can on your website. And then your social media should be teasing and pulling link or linking to the content on your website at all times. And you're gonna see greater ROI in doing so, and it's going to maintain your thought leadership as an expert in the field as opposed to somebody else. The show isn't about search marketing, but there's something called fresh ranking. And fresh ranking is an algorithm ranker from Google that determines how often your content has been freshened up or new content you've put on the site. So sites that are low in a page rank, fresh rank score, are those sites that are not updating or creating new content. So there are many reasons, many beneficial reasons for you to do so. So I encourage that you do. So that's our show for today. Thank you so much for joining me. See you tomorrow for an episode of Vogner Live Midweek Update. And until then, this is Vogner signing off.
You've been listening to Vogner Live. Vogner is an advertising agency executive, and it's his passion to talk about business without the fluff and blowing smoke. Having owned and operated several different businesses since the age of 17, and with 20 years of experience in advertising and marketing, he may be just a tad bit qualified. We hope you enjoyed the show. Catch him on social media at Vogner Live and hit the website at Vogner.live. We'll see you again next week.